From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying charges that Russian special forces are creating unrest in eastern Ukraine. Speaking through an interpreter on the BBC, Putin blamed others for Ukraine's violence.
This is all nonsense. There are no Russian units in eastern Ukraine, no instructors, no such special services. These are all local residents. The best proof of that is that people have literally taken off their masks. I told my Western partners there is nowhere for them to go. They won't leave. They are the honor of this land, and you should talk to them.
Ukrainian and Russian diplomats will have a chance to talk today in Geneva at a meeting also attended by Secretary of State John Kerry and his European Union counterparts. NPR's Soraya Sahadi-Nelson reports from Berlin. Observers believe the talks are not likely to succeed.
Deep disagreements over the fate of Ukraine have led to the worst relations between the U.S. and Russia since the Cold War. Kerry and his European counterparts at the Geneva meeting are telling Russia to stop stoking separatist actions in eastern Ukraine and are demanding the Kremlin pull back Russian troops from the border with Ukraine. Russia, on the other hand, wants the U.S. to stop its, quote, reckless backing of the new government in Kiev and is demanding a new Ukrainian constitution that lessens the government's control of the country. Nevertheless, Ukrainian officials at the talks are hoping to reassure Russia that they will protect Russian-speaking populations in Ukraine and that their government will not shift further toward the West following presidential elections there next month. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Rescuers in South Korea are battling terrible weather as they try to rescue nearly 300 people from an overturned ferry. It's nighttime now in South Korea, and strong winds have forced some ships back to port. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says the fate of hundreds of trapped people is unclear.
Survivors who got off the boat say that there are still a considerable number of people trapped below decks in the many rooms of the ship. They were unable to get out because the thing went topsy-turvy and they were unable to exit from it. So rescuers are trying to pump air so that anyone who may have survived perhaps has something to breathe.
At least 9 people have been killed in the ferry accident. Dozens of others have been hurt. A federal appeals court panel will hear a case today involving same-sex marriage from Oklahoma. 2 women sought a marriage license in Oklahoma but were denied by a county clerk. The women claim Oklahoma singled them out for unfair treatment. A federal judge in Oklahoma ruled they had faced discrimination, but he stayed his ruling to allow Oklahoma to appeal. Last week, the court heard similar arguments in a same-sex marriage case from Utah. You're listening to NPR. Attorney General Eric Holder will speak at a memorial service today for the 3 people shot to death Sunday outside 2 Jewish community sites in suburban Kansas City. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
The service will be held in a theater at the community center in Overland Park. Paul Temme was heading into a gym there on Sunday when he heard shots ring out.
It's an unlikely place, of course, for gunfire, so it didn't occur to me that it really was.
He told WDAF-TV he called police while chasing after the gunman. Attorney General Holder says prosecutors have decided that federal hate crimes charges are appropriate in the case.
And in the months ahead, we will do everything in our power to ensure that justice is served for every victim.
The accused killer, white supremacist Frazier Glenn Cross, is also facing murder charges, one of which carries a possible death penalty. Craig Windham, NPR News.
Canadian police have charged a 19-year-old man with stealing Canadian taxpayer information. About 900 personal data items were taken from Canada's tax agency website. The agency shut down its website last Friday after getting news of the internet security flaw, the Heartbleed bug. The suspect, Stephen Solis Reyes, is a computer science student at Western University in Ontario. Searchers looking for the missing Malaysian airliner say a submersible robot has completed its first successful check of a section of the ocean floor. The teams are checking an area of the southern Indian Ocean, about 1,000 miles west of Australia. The sub's had technical problems twice this week, but has gathered data anyway. Nothing of the jet has yet been detected. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.